Hi, so we're talking with Madison Violet today. We're CJMQ. And Madison Violet is made up of two friends and two colleagues. So would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Brenly McEachern, and I am Lisa McIsaac.
Very impressed. I read some of your bio here. And how did you girls get started? Were you friends that decided to form a band, or how did that get started?
Well, it was kind of a chance meeting, very serendipitous, to be honest, because back in 1999, I was in a little place, which is a kind of an artist, cheap food, bad service hangout in Toronto.
Okay.
And I was just in there. I was paying my bill up at the counter, and so was Lisa. And I heard her say she was talking to someone, mentioned her surname McIsaac, and I was like, "Wow, are you from the East Coast?" Found out after talking for a few minutes that our fathers grew up together, sat beside each other in school in a little town of 330 people. And then I found out she was a fiddle player. She has a kind of a famous brother who's a fiddle player, which is, we got into talking about that. And next thing you know, she was coming out and auditioning for my current band at the time, which was Zoe Bliss.
Mm-hmm.
And then we broke off and started Madison Violet.
Okay, interesting. Now, your sound, is it country, or is it kind of easy listening, or how would you describe it?
I would say we're sort of roots singer-songwriters. There's elements, there's some country elements in there. There's
mm-hmm.
there's some pop elements. It's, I think we cross a few different genres, but easy listening. I don't know if... I hope we're easy to listen to.
Oh, it's great. Well, right now we're playing this song, She's Got Something to Live For, and we're also playing If I Could Love You, so two great songs.
Oh, great. Well,
awesome.
Thank you.
So you're based in Toronto now, or?
We are.
Okay, great.
Now, we come at home. We're not here very often, but we do come home and do our laundry every once in a while.
So you're on the road a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any special events that will be coming up this spring and this summer?
Well, we just got back from Australia, which was we hadn't been there. We were starting to call it home for a while because we went four times in a matter of 5 years, or no, five times in 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
But then we took a 4 year break from there, so it was nice to go back. We've got several European dates coming up and a load of U.S. dates as well.
Now, you put out your first album in 2004. Were We the Jury? 2009, No Fool for Trying, and you just put a new one out, The Good and Goodbye, in September.
We did. We also put out one in 2006 called Caravan.
Okay, so you have four of them.
That one just snuck past you.
Yeah, it did. Now, how are they different from each other? Are they kind of similar? Or?
Well, the first record, Worry the Jury, the first two records, worked on those in the UK with John Reynolds, who produced Sinead O'Connor. He's worked a lot with Brian Eno and U2 over the last several years. So it has a bigger sound. It has kind of more of a pop, lots of drum programming, hundreds of layers kind of thing. Whereas on this, the last two records, we've gone to a much more minimalistic approach, much more organic and stripped down, which is, we do most of our touring as a two-piece or a three-piece, sometimes a four-piece. So it's a little more representative of our live show.
Okay, interesting. Good. Now, you were nominated for a lot of different awards. Let's see, you did win the 2009 Canadian Folk Award, and this is pretty interesting. You are the first Canadian group, I guess the only Canadian group, to win the John Lennon Songwriting Contest, and that was for your track, The Ransom?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that must have been pretty exciting. Tell us about that.
Well, The Ransom is a song that we wrote. Actually, we did start that song on tour in Australia. And, it was after a really long tour. We felt we were feeling a bit road weary. We felt, we had just kind of whittled down our bank accounts. And it inspired us to write a sort of, a song where a lot of artists have found themselves at one point in their life. And we entered it into the John Lennon Songwriting Contest. And... lo and behold, it took the grand prize of, and it was sort of a roots-based song that was up against all the pop and rock and folk and country. And so, it was nice to be recognized by our peers, and in that specific contest, the panel of judges was, Elton John and Wyclef Jean and just a...
Mary J. Blige.
Yeah, like an incredible batch of artists that, maybe they... felt at one point in their life they could relate to this song. So it.
I think it was in our best interest that jury was made up of songwriters, because, you know, when you have a jury made up of non-songwriters or just industry types, maybe they don't get the essence of the song as much.
Okay, interesting. Quite an honor, and definitely I would imagine that would inspire you on quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Good. In 2011, you won the Independent Music Awards Folk Singer-Songwriter of the Year for The Ransom. Now, your website is?
www.madisonviolet.com.
Okay. How did you come up?
And we have a Facebook page and MySpace page and Twitter.
Okay, so you're on it all.
Mm-hmm.
How did you come up with the name Madison Violet?
Well, that's a really long story, and if you go to our website, you're going to find out.
Okay, so that's some incentive for the people to go to the website. Okay. Any special song on the new album that you like better than the others or is more special to you?
You know what? When you release a new album, of course, a lot of them are really close to your heart. For me, I mean, there's one song that we stripped down at the very end of the album that Brenly is singing the most of. And it's a song that was written about her grandmother that I think is a beautifully touching story. You can finish the story.
My grandmother turned 100 years old last year, so I wanted to sort of tribute a song, do a tribute song for her. And it's called Christy Ellen Francis. And I found out a few months before we were putting the record out, she used to be a lighthouse keeper before she delivered 16 babies.
Wow.
So one of which is my father. So it was an easy topic to write about, but hard in that I'm so close to her, so I wanted to get every line perfect.
That's really wonderful. Do you write all your own songs always?
We do.
Mm-hmm.
And we collaborate from here, you know, from time to time. We've done several songwriting sessions with Ron Sexsmith, who is one of our favorite writers, and he happens to live very close to us in Toronto, so it's convenient.
Anything else you'd like to mention before we go?
No, just...
A pleasure having you, and definitely all the best in the future for your music.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.